if that wasn't enough, as a rare treat on a Wednesday night, where in the world is Andy Mossack, international travel writer, friend of the show. He's been on this way over a decade now. He's been doing this. And I don't think you and I have ever lost. We've never not figured out where he is from his clues. So I don't know where he is. He never tells me. I'd only find out when he dials in. Come in, Yorkshire. So the man himself coming up about an hour from now. Full travel report from somewhere in the world, but clue number one in a half hour's time. And as always, I need your help with this because I'm useless at geography. RUSS, also the same number. For where in the world is Andy Mossack? He's hashtag loving his life. He really is. This year has been a golden year for Andy. He's travelled around the world. He does this for a living. He writes articles and pieces and this, that, and the other. But when he's in a different place, gives us a call, sends us a couple of clues, and says, "I'll be on Thursday, lads." And then he breezes by security, and here he is. I don't know where he is, but I have the first clue here, right? First time I've seen this as well, right? Maybe you've been there. If you can figure it out, just text me, call me, whatever, but maybe send me a tweet at Dame Edith Evans. We'll track him down. We've never failed. I am in a famous capital city where one of the most iconic and intense dancers in the world was born. It began in the 19th century working-class port bordellos, where immigrants from Spain, Africa, and Italy translated their nostalgia for home into dance. Or dance, as we call it here. So he's in the capital city, where iconic and intense dance, the world's ever, one of the most, was born. And it started in the 19th century working-class port bordellos. Nostalgia for home turned into dance. Where on earth could he be? See, I'm looking at Spain, Africa, Italy. I'm thinking he's South America. Wasn't long since he was last there. But whereabouts, insane? Is it the tango he's on about? RUSS, man himself soon. Yes, and the only way is up. The music on the way from Jack Savaretti, Bob Marley and the Wailers. We do have the updated weather forecast that we're keeping his eyes on, of course, today with Paul Hudson. He'll be here in a few minutes. Your early clues in the half hour, and Andy Mossack as well. Hi to Malcolm saying Andy's in Uruguay, Montevideo, takes two to tango. South America, I think definitely South America, but where exactly, I'm not really sure. But we will track him down. But man himself, full travel log for him, of course, in about 20 minutes, I'd say, and I'll wrap up the songs for birds as well. Time in the Wailers and Could You Be Loved? Good evening to Martik, having a guest for Andy Mossack, saying I'm going for Brazil, either Rio. Well, Rio would be a good shout. Thank you for playing She Said by Plan B. Lots of other suggestions. Tony, is he in Buenos Aires? Buenos Aires is Argentina, isn't it? You see, that does kind of scan with the tango for me, really. But you know what? We do have a second clue. There are no early guesses for the half hour of power tonight because we're trying to track down this mystery man. So this is where the tango comes from. I think it's the tango. Clue number two as follows. The locals, born and bred in this vibrant city, are called Portinoche. And the most consumed beverage here is mate, which is a strong tea made from the yerba herb. These are tough tonight. Locals born and bred in the city are called Portinoche. And the most consumed beverage here is mate, or mate, strong tea made from the yerba herb. So put that together with where one of the most iconic and intense dancers in the world was born, and I will say something too. I have no idea. Absolutely none. So I need your help. Where could he be? 81333-RUSS. 0800-389-3333. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. However you get in touch, I always love it when you do. Less than 10 minutes and he'll be here. segment is the full report for it, and I'll wrap up the Sid Sound on your BBC Wednesday night with Jack Savaretti. There are five other emus there at the dental practice, which is true, waiting to have him back. Coming up next, then, Zoe and Armley suggesting Buenos Aires. That's Argentina, isn't it? Is it Argentina? Andy Mossack, International Man of Mystery, is next, and the half hour of power later. Push the button. Here are the Late Show on the BBC. With me, Russell. It's been so nice to be with you tonight. Like I said, the half hour of power follows in about 10 minutes' time, however. We did have a couple of clues to try and track this man down, talking about iconic and intense dances, strong teas made from herbs. All sorts of stuff was happening for this man. So before we do anything else, let me say good evening, Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ. How's it going?
Everything is absolutely tickety-boo here, my friend. This is a really tough one you have set as very hard clues.
Yeah. I'm fed up losing, that's why.
I don't blame you. Do you know what? I am going to go with Zoe and Armley. I'm going to say you are in Argentina. You were in Buenos Aires.
Foiled again.
Curses.
Yes. Yes, yes. What a great city this is, Russ. This is everything that I ever thought it would be. Quite magnificent. I'm falling in love with it. I'm all loved up, for sure.
Is this your first time?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a blend of Italian, Spanish and French 19th century grandeur, you know, with that sort of South American Latino passion to it. You know, it's a 24-hour city, the city that never sleeps, diverse neighborhoods, vibrance and energy that, frankly, I haven't seen anywhere else in the world. So, yeah, great place.
Now, question number one here is why are you there? Yeah. You're never somewhere without a good reason.
No, I'm lucky enough to have bagged a cruise round Antarctica, and that is, believe it or not, part of Argentina, which I didn't really know. So Antarctica is a territory of Argentina, and it's right down the bottom in Ushuaia is where we pick the ship up, and it's in Tierra del Fuego, which is, it's called the town at the end of the world. Mm. And it really is. It's the last town literally in civilization. So that's where we're going. So we're kicking off this grand journey with a few days in Buenos Aires first.
This is extraordinary. I mean, now is yeah. I didn't know luxury ships went to Antarctica there, Andy.
Yeah, they do. They're a small icebreaker. It's a French ship called Ponant, and they specialise in expedition cruises, and it's going to Antarctica with actually it's partnering with National Geographic, so it's very serious, and it should be a ball, and I can't wait to do it. Well, and hopefully we'll have a little hookup next week if it's possible. Technically, we'll have to see.
I'm looking forward to this. If we can get this to work, because what we're speaking to you live now, and I mean, it sounds like you're in the room with me, and there you are in Argentina. Yeah, why wouldn't it work in Antarctica? So fingers crossed on this. So here you are. You've got a bonus couple of days in Argentina. Yeah. What have you been doing? What have you been going out and seeing?
Well, I don't know what images spring to mind when you think of Buenos Aires. Anything throws up at you? What
do Maradona.
You think? Yeah.
Football. Maradona, yeah. The tango.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge slabs of meat.
Oh, barbecue.
Wine, possibly.
Barbecue. Yes. Argentinians do amazing barbecue.
That's it. Exactly, yeah. So all of that is true. Massive slabs of huge amounts of beef and meat. So definitely a carnivore city. And Malbec wine comes from Argentina. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice, robust wine. Eva Perón, of course, the history there. And tango, yeah. And it's a long flight, 14 hours, but incredibly good value for money here right now. The peso is 77 to the pound. So 1,000 pesos is like £13. So you can get a dinner here for like £13. It's so cheap. It's scary. So that's great.
Is it a good dinner for £13?
It's obviously a lot of meat for sure. Yeah, I've never seen steaks like it. I mean, like foot long, probably a foot thick, the most ridiculous cuts of meat, and all the trimmings too. So it's a fabulous place to eat for sure. Not and vegetarian actually are looked after too. So it's not
Okay,
all about just being a caveman.
well, that's good. That's good to know, my friend. That is good to know. A long and rich history, though, in this city, though, going by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
I've some of my personal highlights. I had a tango lesson. Let me just say now, for clarity, that I won't be troubling the scorers on Strictly, that's for sure. So it's not my finest hour. But you can go to a tango show here, which is magical to watch. And they do it with dinner too. So you can have a nice dinner, watch some really fantastic dancing. That's a magical experience. There's a place called Recoleta. It's the Recoleta Cemetery. And I know this sounds a bit creepy, but it's an outdoor art museum, and it's probably one of the most biggest attractions in Buenos Aires. All the wealthy citizens had grand houses, you know, and they used the same architects for their family mausoleums, and that's in this fantastic cemetery. So you've got the most outrageous art that's covering their mausoleums, and Eva Perón is one of the most famous residents of this particular cemetery. So that's a very interesting and diverse way to spend a few hours. And then walking the barrios, which they call their neighborhoods, is quite something too. So Palermo, for instance, is a very bohemian, gentrified barrio, which has got beautiful parks in it, restaurants, and bookshops. I mean, you know, there's 400, nearly 400 bookshops in Buenos Aires. They're very read, let's put it that way, very literary set. Bookshops are everywhere. And there's a lovely barrio called La Boca, which is the oldest one in the port area. Beautiful colorful homes, rickety wooden immigrant homes sort of squeezed in between these sort of grand palaces as well. That's really nice. And at the same time, you can go to the Boca Stadium, Boca Juniors, and do the stadium tour. So walk in the footsteps of Maradona. So I did that
Wow.
today and stood on the pitch and had my
Did you?
Maradona moment.
You had a ma
It's got
did
to be
somebody
done. It's got to be
did,
done.
you got to do it, haven't you? Did somebody throw you a ball and you know you had a run on goal?
I sort of said, "Can I take a corner?" And he looked at me with that sort of Argentinian stare. And I didn't know. No. The
Oh,
guard
you
said, "No, sir. You just keep going, keep walking."
keep walking. Get off the pitch.
And then the historical centre's really lovely. Big plazas, you know, wide boulevards. In fact, there's a street here called the 9th of July Street, which is when the 9th of July was their independence, and it's 14 lanes wide. I mean, it's a massive, massive.
14.
14, I think it's probably the second widest road in possibly the world. I don't know, but 14 lane highway, right through the center of the city. But nightlife here is crazy. It's 24 hour city. I mean, the hotel here, the bar opens at 10 a.m. and it shuts at 7 a.m.
What
That's par for the course.
they've got to shut the place to clean it.
I'm telling you, it's crazy here. But I did have a wonderful night. I must tell you about this. There's a place. There's a group. They're called the Bomba de Tiempo, and they're a 16-piece percussion band that's been going since 2006. They are an institution in Buenos Aires. They play in this outdoor kind of converted factory space every Monday night, and it's a 2-hour show, just percussion, right? Every one of the group takes a turn conducting, and every show is completely different to the next because they improv in real time. So the conductor, they have like 100 different hand signals that only they know, and they just kind of randomly do this stuff, and it's absolutely brilliant. 2,000 people in there watching it. They had them
Amazing.
in the palm of their hand for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Beautiful Latin rhythms. Apparently, 5 million people have seen them, so it's something. Yeah.
Extraordinary.
So the Bomba de Tiempo band is really something else. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, you know, what can I tell you more? I mean, it's like it's endless. It goes
It's
on.
amazing. Do you know what? An absolute privilege to go there. And let me just say here, are you pulling my leg here, really, or is the meat as good as you say it is, Andy?
I'm telling you, seriously, it's crazy. Yeah,
crazy meat.
it's crazy meat. Beautifully tender, wonderfully done, because they've got the ranches. You know, all the gauchos have got these wonderful ranches with just so much meat. I don't
Oh
think it's
man.
probably good for the what do they call it, the
Cholesterol?
ecosystem. But
Oh no, yeah. Well,
having said all of that,
ecosystem or your cholesterol, really.
Listen, it's brilliant, brilliant.
I fingers crossed we can get this sort. I mean, make the most of Buenos Aires. When do you set off for the Antarctic?
Tomorrow we're going to go fly down 3.5 hours down south.
Incredible.
So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we can just have a catch up, and I could just paint pictures for you about
That'd be
the
great.
landscape.
Take as many pictures as you possibly can when you're down there. But fingers crossed, we'll talk to you a week tomorrow from the Antarctic. Do you know, I was looking down Buenos Aires. I was looking, is it twinned with any towns that we've heard of? Right. And the answer, this is so unusual, but I will say to you, it's twinned with everywhere that you've heard of. It's like,
Really?
there's not what, the, but the thing is, I'm looking down there thinking, well, is it twinned with Coventry or something that we can have a bit of fun with? It's just twinned with like every capital city in the world because it's a
Well,
major
it's
capital city.
popular.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's hugely popular. So there we go. There's too many to go and list there. Not any funny ones at all. So
Okay.
unfortunately, we've been beaten on that front. But you take care of yourself, Andy. We'll talk next week.
All right. Good to talk, as
Good to
always.
talk to you, my friend. Take care. Andy Mossack. Away to the Antarctic. And if we can get the technicals to work, that's what we'll do next Thursday night. Here on The Late Show with me, Russell.
Get everyone together for an amazing night of entertainment.